The Big Bang of Halloween fireworks has officially fizzled in West Vancouver. On Monday, West Vancouver Council voted to ban the sale and private use of fireworks in the municipality, bringing it in line with most other Metro Vancouver communities. Up until now, members of the public in West Vancouver could apply for a permit to discharge fireworks from October 24 to 28 and on October 31 for a $5 fee. But increasingly, politicians and fire officials have decided allowing Roman candles and screechers to be set off is more trouble than it's worth. According to the fire department, in the weeks leading up to and following Halloween, many public complaints are typically received, including ones for noise, concerns that gunshots have been fired, fireworks causing anxiety to household pets, environmental pollution and litter left on neighboring properties. In 2022, there were 29 West Vancouver Police Department files involving fireworks and there have been 6 so far in 2023, according to a report by Assistant Fire Chief Jeremy Calder. The majority took place at schools, in parks or on roads, and 5 resulted in property damage. 10 of the complaints were from fireworks displays at private properties. In response to questions from CAWN, Christine Cassidy Monday night, Calder described some of the problems that have been caused by fireworks. "We've had porta-potties burn," he said. "We've had fires set against the school with propane bottles and fireworks. We've had people lighting fireworks off on the roof that have ignited the roof on fire. In banning private fireworks, I believe the message is that we're not condoning something that's dangerous, not only for the individual using fireworks but also for our community," he said. One member of the public, Therese Reinch, called in to council to point out the BCSPCA has long pointed out the harm done to both domestic pets and wild animals by fireworks. "The noise from exploding fireworks can be terrifying to pets," she said. "Animals can injure themselves in an attempt to get away from the noise, and reports of lost pets typically go up whenever there are fireworks," she said. 3 people called in asking council not to ban fireworks, all of whom were involved in businesses selling fireworks. Dale George, owner of Big Rig Fireworks on the Tsleil-Waututh Nation in North Vancouver, emphasized the tradition of celebrating with fireworks. Aleem Kanji, of the Canadian National Fireworks Association, told council people will continue to buy fireworks from underground sources or online. He said many Asian and South Asian cultural festivals involve the celebration of light over darkness, and that fireworks have long been a part of that. Suggesting disco balls or piñatas as a substitute is insulting, and represents a very clear microaggression and an unconscious bias to the thousands of South Asians and Asians that observe Diwali and Lunar New Year in the city, he said. He added candles and stoves cause more damage than fireworks, but there's no provision to ban candles or stoves in the city. CAWN. Nora Gambioli said many people have requested a ban on fireworks over the years, and since the proposed ban went public this year, we have not, to my knowledge, had a single piece of correspondence related to supporting fireworks. Under the proposed bylaw, fines for breaking the rules will range from $300 to $500. Municipalities that still allow fireworks include Bowen Island and the villages of Lions Bay, Anmore and Belcarra. Fireworks are still allowed in both the District of North Vancouver and Tsleil-Waututh, Tsleil-Waututh Nation, although both are said to be considering a ban. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.